Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
We're continuing our current series on submission to God here on the Daily Devotional. And I'm going to bring you this message from Hebrews. We're looking at Hebrews, the 10th chapter. And from verse 23, it says this: "Let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promise. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And let us not neglect our meeting together as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now the day of his return is drawing near." You see, we are submitting to God in most of the acts that we do, especially when we are worshiping. I love this particular passage because it works so well with what was talked about earlier. Let us hold tightly, I love that word, tightly, without wavering, to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promise. You see, we cannot waver, beloved. We are coming to the end times. We cannot waver in our submission to Almighty God. We cannot waver in us following Almighty God. We cannot move from the pathway as we continue to tread that course. Sometimes that course is so, so weary. Sometimes we are so tired that we can hardly keep our eyes open, but we cannot waver. We cannot stop fighting this good fight and to continue on that pathway that leads to the summit of Mount Zion, where we will be caught up in the clouds with our Lord when he returns on that day, that wonderful day of rapture. What a day that will be. And beloved, that day is not far away. That day is coming. We cannot sleep. We cannot slumber. You remember that time when Jesus was in the garden and he asked his disciples to come with him, to come up that road, to come up that pathway, a little way up where he wanted to pray. And he found James and John and Peter fast asleep. And he said to them, "Can't you even keep awake? Can't you even do that for me? Don't you remember that time? Do you remember that time in your life when you were asleep and you should have been awake? You were not following God the way perhaps you should. And maybe you're finding yourself in that position right now today. Maybe this message is absolutely perfectly for you today. You see, we cannot sleep. We cannot slumber. We must hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm." And the writer to Hebrews goes on to say, "For God can be trusted to keep his promise." What is that promise? What is that promise? What has God promised you? What has he always said to you? In times of doubt and in times of weariness and tiredness, what has he always said to you? Well, a friend of mine whispered those words to me on Facebook this very day by saying, "We must not let go. He will always, always be with us. And this friend said, he will never leave you nor forsake you. Beloved, that is a promise from Almighty God. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And we must make sure that we put into our hearts and into our minds that we must continually submit ourselves to Almighty God and to say to Him, Lord, we will follow You no matter what. Beloved, I have been going through trial after trial after trial these last few weeks, culminating in what happened on Monday when we lost all our power and we had no idea what we were going to do about it. And then we had computer problems, but we cannot grow weary and tired. We were up, Martin and I, until 4:30 in the morning. Martin was actually up until 6 in the morning to try and make sure that Worship Radio 247 stayed on the air. He couldn't sleep. He couldn't slumber. He could only take his rest when the work was done. Beloved, we have to make sure that we stay the course. We have to make sure that we hold tightly to that which we know. We have to hold on to tightly and to affirm the knowledge that we have in our hearts already, the knowledge that has been placed there by Almighty God. The writer to Hebrews goes on to say, let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. How can you motivate me in acts of good love and good works? How can I motivate you in acts of love and good works? I can motivate you very simply, beloved, by saying, there is such a reward waiting for you. Such a reward. The Bible says, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. Be faithful unto that point when you are no longer of this world, and He will bring you such a crown of life. And those crowns, those five crowns that we talked about some time ago, we will be able to lay them at the foot of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is what they're there for, to worship Him even more. And we can continue to worship Him if we are worshiping in spirit and in truth, and we are not worshiping selfishly. In other words, we're just saying the words to the songs, or we're just reading the words from the Bible. If we don't take them as what they actually mean. When you look at this, the writer to the Hebrews says in verse 23, let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep His promise. If you just read those as mere words, instead of knowing that they are the breathed, inspired words of the Holy Spirit, if we just say them without meaning, they are meaningless. They have no meaning. And the Holy Bible does not come to life. But if we look at those words in Scripture and we know that God Almighty Himself is speaking to us through those words, then we can hold on. I remember listening to an interview by a guy called Terry Waite, who was kidnapped for some 5 years. Terry Waite was the ambassador to the Archbishop of Canterbury, and he was in the Middle East, and he was captured and he was taken hostage, and he was there for 5 years. They took his Bible away from him. And when he was in this darkened cell that they'd thrown him into, with hardly any food, with hardly any light, he didn't have the Word of God with him, he didn't have his Bible, he didn't have his Scripture with him. But you see, he did. Because as Terry Waite says, it was in my heart. And when I needed a word from God, that word sprang from my heart and came to my mouth, and I was able to declare it. Many people have been captured and imprisoned because of their Christianity. And they don't have their scripture with them, but their scripture is in their heart. That is why we need to nourish every single word of scripture. That is why we bring you the Hour One Nugget. That is why we bring you the daily devotional, because worship without the word is also meaningless. But the two together, oh, beloved, we then start to receive that wonderful, wonderful peace that passes all understanding, because we have made a decision in our hearts and in our minds that we will be submitted to Almighty God. Just know this. Let us hold tightly, without wavering, to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promise. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And let us not neglect to meet together, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near. Beloved, give your submission now to Almighty God and just tell him that you will, from this day, submit to him. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, Lord God Almighty, I submit to you today, and I give you my life afresh. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your spirit fall now, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.